Welcome back to the XL Podcast. I am your co-host, Gabe Oldham. This is also your co-host, Gavin Oldham. We've got a big day planned, big episode, big time coming. It's really not that big, but we're here.
Yeah, it's really not that big. Pretty average podcast, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, Gavin, how was your week?
Long, but good. Was the 4th of July last week? Yeah.
Yeah. It was last, like, what, Thursday?
Thursday, celebrated the 4th of July. Dressed up like a weirdo.
America.
But dressed up like a true American. And, yeah, I don't think anything other than fireworks was that exciting. I got a new job today.
Whoa. Hey-oh. That's news.
Yeah, I did do that. Got a new job.
What kind of work is it?
I'll be going back to sales, baby.
Hey, Gavin's hometown.
Going back to sales.
The bread and butter.
My brother-in-law got hired by this other company. He's a regional director of sales. And he was like, hey, you should come do this. And he just kind of talked to me about it. And it's a lot more money than I'm making now. So I was like, I'm in.
Sign me up.
So my last day delivering packages is next Friday.
Hey, that's big. I didn't know about that. That's awesome.
Sure. Well, it just happened today.
So it's not this Friday, but the next one?
Yeah, it's not this Friday, but the next one. Kind of quick, kind of not. Like, I was kind of like a... Because the other sales, I kind of got burnt out a little bit with sales. Well, not... I love selling cars. I've already said that on the podcast. Hated selling for the other company I sold for. I'm not going to talk about that. But I got kind of burnt out. But that was because I was kind of stuck at home. Kind of got really sad. Depressed, honestly, because like I just like never left the house. I was just, like, always in darkness. I'm sure that had a factor to it. But with this one, I'll be doing, it's door-to-door sales, but a little bit different, just because it's like
you'll be outside.
Well, it's door-to-door, but like they're kind of hot leads that we have, depending on kind of what's going on, like kind of people or areas. Like, so it's fiber. I'll be selling fiber internet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like our company, I'm just forgetting the name of the fiber company. I just totally lost my name. Doesn't matter for this right now, but like it'll be like they just put down like a fiber line in the area or in the neighborhood, and they're like, okay, go. Because like it's like, hey, you want to save some money? Because like you can save a lot of money doing fiber but get way faster speeds with us. So it's like, hey, we just sit down the fiber line, like, oh yeah, I'm totally in. So it's kind of like really easy sales, but
for sure.
So, but I get to be outside now, and I am only required to work 3 days a week, and only have to work the hours that I want to work those days. I only have to go out and work.
Eh, that's big.
But kind of the expectation is like, you know, when they, you know, I was talking to my brother-in-law, he's the one who hired me. I won't be working for him because he's like my boss's boss. He's kind of higher up. He's a regional director. So I'll be working below him, but there'll be a few layers between me and him. So not really working for my brother-in-law. But he's the one who hired me and was kind of telling me about it. And was like, the expectation is just like, you know, we want you to go out. Like, it's not like you're getting a job and like, oh, I'm only going to work 3 days a week and work like 2 hours every day. It's like, no, we want you to be hungry. Like, go out and make 20K in a week if you can. Like, go and try. Like,
right. Well, they said that because if you make 20K in a week, they make 200K in a week.
Right, exactly. So it's like going. We want people who are hungry, not people who just want to do the bare minimum. So
Kevin wants to buy a new car, like, so he's on the hunt.
I want a motorcycle, but that's besides the point.
Walk it in. Go do some, sell some net. Go sell some Wi-Fi, brother.
Go sell some Wi-Fi. Yeah, I just told Carl, I was like, yeah, I'm done surviving. I'm ready to start thriving in life. So
I like it.
That's the plan. I know.
It's kind of interesting to take that turn of just surviving to thriving, but going from surviving to thriving also takes the step of out of your comfort zone. Like,
you definitely have to kind of step out of your comfort zone because it's 100% commission what I'm doing, so I'm not guaranteed any money.
Right.
But again, like I said, I have a sales background. I've done it. I know I can sell. That's not a concern of mine. And if we're putting in the aspect of surviving or thriving, I only have to sell like 7 deals to make what I'm making now in a span of 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. Shoot.
In a span of 2 weeks, I have to sell 7 deals in 2 weeks. And I was talking to my brother-in-law, he's like, yesterday he had 6 dudes that closed 6 deals yesterday.
Each. Wow. 36 total.
So it's like, he's like, you can go and do that in a day if you wanted to.
Yeah, go make some money.
He's like, obviously you have some good days, obviously you have some bad days, but
I want to go do sales, but consistent. It doesn't really work out with basketball.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you can always do the summer sales route. That's a little hard. No, you don't want to do summer sales.
Well, I would, but once again, it doesn't really work out with basketball because you have to, what's the word I'm looking for? Be able to put the time in.
Yeah, you still have to put time in.
Like, it's not like I'm just free, even though it's off season, you know? It's like, if I want to go D1. If I'm fine staying at the JUCO, I don't have to really do much.
Yeah, I don't have to do much. That's true.
Yeah, that's exciting, though.
You need to find a job like mine where you can only work 3 days a week. You can totally swing that.
True. It's exciting news, though, that you got a new job, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped.
Good turn in life. Maybe, hopefully it works out for you real good. Hopefully you love it.
I know. Dad called me on Monday, I think.
Yeah.
Yesterday. I forget, it's only Tuesday.
I know.
Dad called me yesterday, and I was talking to my brother-in-law yesterday about it. And so right when Dad was calling me, I was waiting for a call from my brother-in-law to kind of get a few clarifying questions. Because I'm not guaranteed pay, I had a few concerns and I wanted some clarifying questions. So I was waiting for a call from my brother-in-law. So Dad calls me. He has a big TV that broke, and he was... Like, I told him, I was like, hey, if you don't want it, I'll try to fix it because we need a TV. So I'm like, hey, if I can figure out how to fix it, I have a really nice, enormous TV for free, essentially.
Right.
Or for the parts to fix it, right? So Dad calls me, and I'm like, yeah, I'm getting another job, or maybe. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, the problem is it sounds too good to be true. So I'm a little nervous. Nothing that's ever sounded too good to be true has ever turned out super great for me, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
So it made me a little skeptical, but I'm like, I don't see how this doesn't work out, and I'm hoping that confidence translates to more sales. I'm hoping it's kind of the obviously you have to for put sure. in the work and you know learn what I'm selling, but at the same point I'm like, it just sounds too good to be true. And Dad goes, and I told him, I was like I'm not gonna put a number on it. I mean, I told Dad, but I'm not gonna tell him the podcast, I'll tell you afterwards, but I gave Dad a number. I said, easily make X amount of money. And Dad goes, well, for your sake, I hope it's too good to be true. Or no, I'm hoping it's as good as it sounds, is what he said. Because if it was too good to be true, then it means it wasn't too good. For your sake, I hope it is as good as it sounds. I was like, me too, because then I can help Dad make Pahaka and stuff and, you know, make the website we're making and do all that, so.
Sure.
But yeah, that was my exciting stuff for this week. What about you? How was your week?
Went 4th of July was a party, had a lot of fun.
Heck yeah, saw you went to a parade.
Yeah, went to a parade, went to some fireworks, just lived it up. American style, pretty basic 4th of July, honestly, but fun.
Heck yeah. Does Leah's family have any fun 4th of July traditions?
I don't know about traditions, but like I don't know if this is the thing they do all the time, but we went to her mom's, my future mother-in-law's hometown, which is just like an hour southeast of Tucson.
Okay.
And it's just this tiny town, like similar to Mom, like in Vernal. But honestly, I'd say it's even smaller than Vernal, because like when I was in high school, Uinta was a 4A school. Now to this day, still, It's called St. David High School. It's still 1A.
Dang.
It's literally the smallest you can be, 1A.
Yeah. That's tiny, so, tiny. Okay,
like,
cool.
It's similar to mom, like, in the middle of nowhere, like, tiny, but hers, yeah. Like, this is real small. So that's, we went out there and just went to the parade out there, went swimming out there, went to the fireworks out there, went to one of Annie's cousins, his barbecue, went to their barbecue. It was fun.
Cool, dude.
I learned that I'm absolutely disgusting at can jam. I didn't learn that, actually. I didn't learn that. I realized that I'm a sweat at can jam. Like,
can jam is tight.
I was playing with them, and I was, like, getting so pumped into it. I was like, yeah, 3 points, let's go, or, like, XYZ. And I'm, like, playing against, like, this little girl, and I'm like, suck it. No, I didn't actually. I didn't actually, but that's how it felt, though. Like, I was, like, celebrating, and I was, like, playing against a little girl. I was like, shoot. But that's funny. Nah, birthday's tomorrow, though.
I know, Carly told me that, because... So my little nephew's birthday is 3 days after yours. It's on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, Carly goes, yeah, I don't know anybody with summer birthdays. And I go, half of my family has summer birthdays. What are you talking about? You know, I was like, my mom's June, Gabe's July, Cameron's August. That's half my family. And she goes, oh, yeah, that's true. Wait, Gabe's birthday's tomorrow. And I go, it is? And she goes, yeah, July 10th tomorrow. I'm like, oh, frick.
That's funny.
Didn't know that.
Good you know now.
Whoops. So, Gabe's birthday's tomorrow. Heck yeah. Wedding in 3 weeks?
3 weeks, man.
Is it 3 or 4? Not 3 weeks.
Yeah. I think it's 4, because I did a count like 2 weeks ago and it was 6. I think it's 4.
It's like 3.5.
Yeah, probably 3.5.
3.5. It doesn't really matter.
Nah. But no, that's exciting.
Man. We need to know.
That's exciting, man. Yeah, life's been moving along. Been living in my new apartment. It's nice here. Fair
enough. Heck yeah, dude.
Jobs are going good. Heck stuff yeah. Like that. Just chilling, man.
That's good.
Blessings from upstairs.
I know. I've been trying to find pants for your freaking wedding.
Oh, yeah. I got my suit.
But nowhere has pants up here. That's good. You made it... quicker time than I did. I think I got my suit like a week before, like an idiot.
I know, it's because of Leah. Wasn't that close. She's on top of her stuff.
It was too close. Yeah. Dude, there's no pants up here. I haven't found any tan pants yet.
Really? Even tan?
Yeah. Dang, no tan. It was weird. We went to Men's Warehouse. So we're going to go
Men's
down
Warehouse
to
Mom and Dad's house
and check out Mr. Mac down there. Men's Warehouse did it. So
I got my suit from Men's Warehouse.
I don't like Men's Warehouse. Not a fan.
They're all right. They did all right with me.
Mr. Mac is where it's at.
Stand
Mr.
on
Mac
it.
Mr. Mac and Provo. Yeah. That's a spot. Yeah. All right. Well, that's exciting, dude.
Thank you.
Life's moving quick for you, dude.
I know. The summer's flying by, actually.
Right. I know. Pretty soon you'll be back in school playing ball again.
True.
I know, but I told Carly, I said, hey, with my new job, because, like, pretty much my plan is to be making the same amount of money I made in 2 weeks. Heck, if I can, even 3 weeks in the span of 1 week. It's kind of my goal.
Yeah.
I told Carly, I said, and the fact that I'm only expected, it's not really, like, even required. It's kind of just expected. Like, you know, we want you to work 3 days a week at least, you know? I was like, heck. I could just make sure I work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I'm going to go and watch Gabe play ball on the weekends.
Fly on down.
Fly down and come watch Gabe.
Heck yeah.
And not stay in a terrifying Motel 6. I'll have a little bit nicer hotel, you know?
Come stay at my place. We'll put an air mattress up.
True, that's true. I forgot about that. You'll have your own place. But, yeah, I told her, I said, hey. And then I was like, she's like, shoot, that sucks because I will have to, like, work. And I go, hey, if I make enough money, you can always just quit your job. She's like,
ew.
I like my job. But I told her, I was like, I will try to convince you. If I am making enough money, I'll try to convince her to quit her job every single day.
I think when she wakes up at 5 in the morning, she'll be convinced.
eventually when I'm sleeping in, because our hot times, I know nobody cares about this, but who cares? Our hot times are like from like 5 to 9. So that's when we go out, because like that's when people are home from work and stuff.
5 to 9 p.m.
Kind of settling down for the day. Yeah. It's so like, PM. I'm just going to sleep in, get up, mosey around, and go to work at 5, work for 4 hours, and come home. You know.
Hey, I'll have someone to play Xbox with during the day.
Heck yeah, brother.
Let's go back to it.
During the day too.
Back to it. Back to it.
You're running that Rocket League. Check us out on Twitch.
Yeah, for real. I know, dude. I got to get new Wi-Fi, though. My Wi-Fi sucks.
True. Get fiber, dude. Fiber's lit.
Is it actually?
I'm already selling. No, fiber's actually dope. Is if I had fiber, I'd get it right now. Like, that's not being me a salesman. Like, fiber's dope as heck. And you can save some good money on it. So if you have fiber in your area, I'd call somebody up and be like, hey, give me fiber right now. Because I know I do.
Huh. I would like I'll look into it, see if it's cheaper. Because, like, do you know how much a month it is?
I know we're running a deal right now on ours.
Huh? I don't know. I mean, it says $50 a month, which that's how much I pay right now for my Wi-Fi, so.
But how fast is it? That's the difference.
Speeds like you're probably getting like up to 940
megabytes. I'm like, you can get up to a gigabyte for like $50.
With fiber?
Of upload and download speeds.
Look at Gavin. He's already selling. In his blood. Upload and download up to a gigabyte. What is a gigabyte, Gavin? I don't even know what that means. I'm an old lady. I have no idea what those words mean.
I'm not even hired. I haven't even gone through the onboarding process. I know. It's something I'm stupidly kind of good at, and I don't like it because I hate sleazy salesmen, so I try not to be one.
That's good.
I'm just a salesman. I'm not sleazy.
Stand on it. Yeah. Anyways, well, should we get into what we got today?
Yeah, Gabe and I, like most dudes, are like things that are violent, obviously. Yeah. Gabe's really into World War II right now. I've been watching a lot of war movies from all eras, from, you know, like the gladiator ages, you know, swords and chariots and crap, all the way up to World War II, Afghanistan, like, you know, all the, I'm watching movies about all of them, so.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. We're all about, I mean, I'm not about war. I think war is terrible, but.
Peace and blessings.
The history of it is kind of lit. There's some cool stories that come out of it.
Very interesting. History.
Like right now, before we get into it, what's your favorite war movie? Or one of?
Saving Private Ryan.
That's a pretty good one. That's a solid one. I don't know. Mine's either.
Or Hacksaw Ridge.
Or Lone Survivor.
Oh! Hacksaw Ridge. We just said the same thing.
Dang! Hacksaw Ridge is lit. Hacksaw Ridge is a good one. I also love Lone Survivor.
Oh, you gotta remind me of that one. Remind me of Lone Survivor.
Lone Survivor, they're kind of.
Oh, it's when they're in Afghanistan.
They're gonna go and find this terrorist.
Yeah, I remember.
In Afghanistan, they're up on a mountain.
Kind of. The guy gets saved by, like, the goat herders. The villagers, yeah. He gets saved by the villagers.
Townspeople, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
That one's a good one. And a true story. What's the one? Very sad. Oh, or American Sniper, dude. That one's so good.
What about Broken? Or Unbroken? It's Unbroken.
Broken is sad. Unbroken. Yeah. Sad.
Isn't that the one where they're like stranded at sea for a while?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, it's that one.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. I actually watched that. Well, I guess I didn't watch. I listened to it while I was at work the other day.
That's funny.
I also listened to 300. Great movie. Also yeah. Gladiator. Great movie. They're coming out with a Gladiator 2. I saw a trailer for it today.
Hey-o. That's big
so
time.
I'm kind of pumped about that one. That'll be cool to watch. But yeah.
See, if nobody's ever seen little... these videos, that's a good list of movies to watch if you're into some battles and war.
It's a great list of movies. Watch all of those. They're fantastic, entertaining, and piss off my wife.
She hates watching them with me. Really? Carly hates them?
Hates watching them with me.
Really? That's funny because something we really bonded over in the beginning of our relationship.
She doesn't like, she's very much like, rom-com, like upbeat, happy movies. Maybe like, but it's always romance and comedies or like little kid, like Disney movies. That's hers. And me, I'm like, she's like, why would we watch this? This is so sad. Like, she'll cry. Like, that's why she doesn't like it. It's not that she hates it. She's just like, I don't want to cry today.
I just got to like, work. I don't want to cry.
We watched Lone Survivor, and I look over, and, like, he's like, you know, one of the guys gets the call off on the cliff and gets shot by all the guys, like, multiple times. And she's just, mm-hmm. I look over, and Cara's just shedding tears. I go, are you
that's
crying?
That's a sad one. Lone Survivor is sad.
And she goes, it's so sad. But I'm not a crier. It's like, I don't feel that, you know? So I look over, right. And go, are you crying? And she goes, shut up.
Shut up. Like, so come on, Cara, you big boob.
Come on, you big baby. Come on.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, World War II is really interesting, actually. A couple of interesting things here is I looked up the deaths. Just the deaths in for the USA's most, like, relevant wars that you learned about growing up. The American Revolution had about, the American casualties were between 25,000 and 70,000.
Yeah.
Let's see what the British deaths were.
That's actually crazy.
And it said about 24,000 men for the British soldiers. So it's about probably a combined total of like 25. It said 25 to 70,000. So
25 to 70,000. Let's just say on the high end, 70,000.
So, okay, I say 1,000 to the 24,000. So about 100,000 people.
You want to hear a crazy fact?
What?
Do you know the most deadly war in U.S. history?
Gettysburg, right?
No, the full war.
Oh, Civil war? Wasn't it like the Pacific Islands?
No, Civil War was the most deadly war in U.S. history.
Oh, because they were killing each other.
Yeah. Guess how many of us died?
I'm looking at it right here. Almost a million.
600,000 died in the conflict.
Really? Right here on this on the history.com it says 360,000 Union deaths. Oh wait, yeah, you're right. I'm stupid. My math's wrong.
But still,
I saw the 618. I saw the 618 and I added the other numbers, whatever.
So that's over six times, almost seven times the number in World War II. Is that nuts?
Of American deaths.
600,000 dudes died.
Yeah.
That's
Let's
nuts.
See how many American... So American deaths in World War II. So U.S. military deaths by world. World War I, 116,000. World War II is 405,000. Wow, that's crazy. World War II, which was like... Think about D-Day and all that, was still only 400... Well, I shouldn't say only. Was 405,000. And then the Civil War was 618. That's crazy.
Of just pure Americans. Like, that 400,000 was all-around deaths.
Yeah. No.
Pure Americans.
World War II, 400,000 was pure Americans.
Of total Americans?
Yeah, I looked up American deaths. The total deaths in World War II was way more than that. It was 85 million people.
85 million people died in... No way.
World War II was the deadliest military conflict in history, with the estimates of 70... to 85 million people killed.
75 or, million people died in World War II.
Or about 3% of the world's population in 1940. That's great, 3%.
You were more likely to die being a civilian than in military.
I know, dude. Look at this. What is it? 50 to 55 million civilians were dead, with most coming from the Soviet Union and China.
At the top search, I just looked up World War II deaths. The top thing says 75 million people, including about 20 million military personnel and 40 million civilians. You were two times likely to die as a civilian than in war. You should have just gone to war.
Literally.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. World War One deaths, so sad. There were 20 million deaths in World War One. And it was about half and half. It was about 9.7 million military personnel and about 10 million civilians.
World War Two, most deadly...
That's crazy. Think about it. 20 million, and then just when was World War One?
That's nuts.
World War One was 1914 to 1918. So literally, like, 20 years later. No, literally 20 years later was World War II. Imagine that. Imagine being a 20-year-old. You fight in World War I. And then 20 years later, you're a 40-year-old. And then World War II starts. How frustrating is that going to be?
So frustrating. It's so stupid.
Think about the disgusting things they saw in World War One. Because wasn't World War One like the trenches? I know I'm really into World War Two a lot less than World War One. I think World War One is like pure trenches.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but like, let's look up this chronological. Yeah.
They said yes, order. Trench warfare was a key feature of World War One, especially on the Western Front, where both sides constructed elaborate trench systems to protect themselves from enemy fire and artillery. And then, like, think about the chemical warfare in World War One. Oh my gosh! Yeah. The results. Okay, so they used chlorine. I don't know how to say that. Second one, phosgene, a choking agent, and mustard gas, which inflicts painful burns on the skin. So it's literally, they choke you and burn you of the chemicals. It says the results were indiscriminate and often devastating. Nearly 100,000 deaths resulted. Since World War One, chemical weapons have caused more than 1 million casualties globally. That's I don't know what that really means, but that's crazy.
Think about this. Imagine living in the 1900s at all.
Just that century.
Because we had World War One, World War Two, Korean War, Vietnam War, Desert Shield or Desert Storm, and American. Oh, no. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so you had 5 different wars go down in the 1900s. How insane. We were just in constant battle, it honestly feels like.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Like, the only war in my lifetime, now it's been a very long war, but the only war that's happened in my lifetime is the global war on terror.
What about Afghanistan? When was that?
That's that.
Oh, global war on terror. Oh, okay. I don't really know what that is that you just said.
Fighting the war against the terrorists, hunting them down and taking them down.
That makes sense.
And to be fair, it definitely transformed. I think at first it was like, we need to go kill them. And then it slowly transformed to like, what the heck are we doing? And then we kind of screwed over Afghanistan and the people of Afghanistan after invading their hometown for so long, like their country.
Yeah.
And then kind of left them kind of screwed. That whole story is messed up too. We can talk about that later.
Do you think? Yeah. That's crazy. In the 1900s, you had all those wars. Like
5 wars in your lifetime? That's nuts.
2 big ones. Think about World War One. Well, World War Two. Imagine that. Like, you theoretically could have fought in World War One and then also fought in World War Two. You could have fought in both of them.
You could have, yeah.
Easily could have. You could have been 20 years old, fought in World War One, and then been 40 years old and fought in World War Two. You know what's kind of sad to think about too that I just thought about? It's like, if you're 40 years old, there's not a lot of 40-year-olds on the front lines. They're not going to stick a 40-year-old on the front line. They're going to stick the 40-year-olds as, like, you know, the sergeants or majors and stuff like that. The guys that are on the front line are all mine and your age, dude. All of them. All 20 million of this, like, military personnel, for the most part, to my understanding of war, especially all the movies and, like, documentaries I've watched on World War II, majority, like, I'd say 75% of these deaths are kids my age and your age.
That's why I'm hoping
and younger.
I can make it to January of 2025, so I'm no longer eligible.
What? 2025? How old are you?
25.
25 is a cutoff?
25 is a cutoff.
I thought it was 30.
26, you're out.
Really?
What is the draft age in the U.S.? 18 through 25 are required to register with the Selective Service System, a.k.a. the draft.
Huh. I don't know that. I thought it was 30.
So I'm done next year, baby.
Dang, that's actually really interesting. How old were... How old is the average soldier in World War II?
26. Be a soldier?
Oh, for sure. I'd be such a good soldier. Dude, I was thinking about it. I was like, I can do pull-ups. I can do push-ups. I can run really far. I know how to use a gun. Like, I bet I'd freaking get recruited to be a sergeant off rip.
That... Shut up.
My qualifications are because I can do a lot of pull-ups and push-ups.
Gabe can do 3 pull-ups. He's like, sergeant, I'm in.
Dude, all my friends, they can barely even do 1. I can do like 10 in a row.
Heck yeah, dude. No, I was thinking about it.
That qualifies me.
And Dad always tells me, he's like, no, if the draft happens, like, you go in, you sign up so you can go be a drone driver in Las Vegas and not even
touch. Yeah, that's what Dad always says. Yeah.
Always. And in my head, I'm like, I mean, I love Carly, and always, like, I think about that. Like, I don't want to, like, just go out and die. But I also don't want to be like, no, if I'm joining war, I'm going.
I'm shooting someone.
It's right in the freaking face.
Right.
I told Carly this. I had a conversation because like I had this conversation with Dad on like our drive home or something from there, something like that. We were chit chatting and I look at Carly and go, "If you weren't in my life, no." I said this. I said, "One, if you were in my life, and two, if I wasn't LDS, I probably would have joined the military." And not only that, but I would have tried as hard as I could to be, like, it would have been my goal to be a dude whose face has to be blacked out in pictures. Like, that would be my goal. Like, I want to be that dangerous. Like, oh, you got to black him out. Like, no, he can't be in pictures. That would have been my goal. Like, I would have been that. I wanted to be that dangerous.
Yeah. Can't take any wedding pictures. That'd piss your wife off.
Because I've got a passion for taking down D-bags. Dude, hold on. I know this has nothing to do with that. You're not on TikTok at all, are you?
No.
Dang it, dude. Cable, you'll still appreciate this. So, have you ever seen, like, the To Catch a Predator show?
Yeah.
Or at least the idea of it. And, like, there's some YouTubers that do that, right? Same idea. Right. Go up. Hey. Yeah. I'm the guy, the 9-year-old or the 15-year-old you've been chatting with and you wanted to meet up with. It's actually us. We have the cops coming, blah, 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 right? Dude, these YouTubers have gotten out of hand, and I love it.
I've seen a couple.
What they'll do is...
I saw a clip.
They'll go like, yo, is your name John? He's like, yeah, and then just slap the crap out of him. Like, just full, like, open hand slap the dude in the middle of Walmart. Like, hey, yo, that's you Dan or me to 15? He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, I have the receipts, and just... boom! Slap him in the face. It's so funny.
That's crazy. I saw a clip of, I forgot the YouTuber's name, but he's there, like, doing the Catch a Predator, and he starts playing the Kendrick Lamar song, Not Like Us. Uh-huh. He plays the part where it's like, A minor.
No, dude, they're getting nuts. That's crazy. They're full on fight. They're full on assaulting these pedophiles now. And this one guy, he says something, he goes like, they don't like, kind of just walk up and slap him. This, like, in the video I saw, he's like, we'll call him, you know, Dan or whatever. He goes, hey, are you Dan? He goes, yeah. Are you here to meet little Johnny, who, you know, 15-year-old? And he goes, I don't know what you're talking about. Blah, blah, blah. He goes, we have the receipts here. And he says something. He goes, you think it's cool for a, you know, 40-year-old to meet a 15-year-old? He goes, doesn't matter. And when he says that, the dude just, boof, doesn't matter. What the F is wrong with you? Starts like cussing him out and stuff. And then he goes, do you want me to call the cops? And he goes, go ahead. I'll take the assault charge. You take this charge. I'm in. And I'm like, dude, they've got him pinned. What are they going to do? You're a pedophile. Call the cops. Go ahead.
Ugh.
And the best part is they 100% assault these dudes. And then like, all right, cool. See you, man. And then call the cops on them anyways. It's so funny, dude.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I just had to mention that because that killed me this week. I was like laying in bed, I think Sunday night. I've been playing this video game with my brother-in-law, so we got off kind of late. I lay in bed. It's super late, but I am like full body laughing watching these videos in bed to the point where I think I'm going to wake up Carly because of how hard I'm laughing. I'm like, oh shit, I'm going to wake up Carly. It was so funny.
Oh, it's funny.
And I was like, oh. And I thought, I need to mention this to Gabe because it was so funny, dude.
Hello.
Oh, anyways.
So what was
Well, Gabe's going to be a sergeant apparently because he can do 10 pull-ups in a row. Good job.
Stand on it, bro. I totally think, is that crazy to think though? I think I could be a good soldier.
I think so, yeah.
Like, I know, and don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to make a joke of like boot camp and like army training. Like that stuff's intense. It's
hard for sure.
Given like just what I put myself through for basketball and what I put myself through for football and everything like that, like I'm confident that I could do it. Not just do it like do it, but like I know for sure I could do it and go through it and become a soldier.
Thing I talked about, like, you ever hear like dad tell stories and he's always like, dad's just always like, dad's not like a freak athlete, I would say, obviously.
Yeah,
I mean, we know dad, but dad has the stamina of
a dad goat. Dad's listening to this and just starts crying.
Sheds a tear. Not athletic, what are you talking about? Dad, we've all seen you run.
What do you mean?
We've all seen you run. There's nothing athletic about that. We love you, though.
What do you mean by stamina?
No, but, like, dude can, like, hike and, like, he just does not stop. And dad also just has, you know, he just...
That's true.
There is no stopping that dude. And that's something that I think comes down to a lot of soldiers is, like, just do you have... If you don't have quit in you, like, what's going to stop you from succeeding, you know?
Right.
And I feel like that was kind of handed down both physically and mentally. Like at least for me, like I don't, if I want to do something, I do it, you know, like even if I feel pain, I kind of can just shut my brain off to it. Like, I know this isn't like the most impossible thing ever, but like I haven't ran a little bit since high school, probably since like playing competitive basketball, like nothing, like haven't ran at all.
Right.
Like, even playing pickup basketball when, like, I play with you and stuff, like, I'm jogging from three-point line to three-point line. Like, I'm not trying at all.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm breaking a sweat because I'm playing defense, but, like, I'm like, everybody else go play offense. I'm going to stay down here, you know, like, whatever. I'm not trying. So, like, I full-on ran. I was at the gym, and I was like, I wonder if I can still run a mile. I was only 30 seconds slower than my fastest mile ever ran. Now, did I want to stop a quarter of the mile way in? Absolutely. I was dead. But 20 quarter mile in, I was like, I'm gonna die. I was like, nah, I'm gonna stick it, because you know you can set the treadmill to a speed, so it kind of forces me to go that speed. I could have slowed it down, but I was like, nah, I'm gonna do it. And then, you know, it's only a mile. Like, I'm not saying that's like some freak athletic feat. Like, most people can run
David Goggins 100 miles.
Yeah, like whatever. Like, I can run a mile. But at the same point, I was like, I can just tell myself like I was done. Like, I'm not kidding. Quarter of a mile, I was like, I'm done. Like, my left leg started to feel weird. Like, heavy weird. Like, I'm like, I need to stop. Yeah. This might not be good for my legs. And I was like, nah, we're good. We'll keep going. You know? So in that sense, I feel like, you know, and I've always been able to, I've done other things. Like, I ran cross country. Again, no running experience. Ran cross country and did that for a whole season and wanted to die every single time. But I was like, yeah, you know what? I'll make it through. And I did it, you know?
Nailed it.
So I can talk myself through things. I can just kind of shut off
There's
pain.
No quit. I feel like for me, I don't, like, I will completely listen to that little voice in my head that says, don't do it, quit, it's not worth it, all that, until I have a goal of something I really want. And then at that point, I just say that goal over and over in my head, and then, like, you're not stopping me at that point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'll run forever, you know, like, when I was in high school, and I'd be conditioning with freaking Coach Hefe, and I wanted to die.
Yeah.
But I would just tell myself, like thinking about, like, college basketball, I was like, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? And I would just keep running. I would just keep running. How bad do you want it?
Keep going.
I was like, if you quit, then you don't want it.
You don't want to quit, man. That's true. No, I think I could be a soldier. I could do it.
What was one of the most surprising facts about World War I, World War II, anything? Besides the American Revolution, that is just a miracle in and of itself. We'll just put that out there. The Brits can suck it.
True. God bless America. Screw you guys.
It's kind of funny. This is a side note, but it's funny how we're like great allies with them now, even though like way back when we were dumping the tea over the bridge.
It's true.
But back to what I was saying though, like what was like the most surprising thing to learn about? The question stems from this. When I was in eighth grade, we learned about the Holocaust. And yeah. Also I watched the boy in the striped pajamas.
Yeah.
To learn about that was just insane.
Yeah, that was gross.
Insane to think that, like, that wasn't even that long ago. Like, there's still veterans from World War II living today. It was gross to think that, like, in such a civilized, industrialized, modern world, that there was such, like, massacre and carnage still, like, happening, you know? Just what? Pure, just like, we don't like you, we're gonna kill you, massacre. Like, nothing yeah. to it.
That was sickening. The one that blows my mind, not the fact that we did it, but the aftermath is bombing Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And the fact that we turned that island into glass.
It's crazy. The fact that like, the shadows... Like their yeah, shadows like were burned radius, on the ground is insane.
Yeah, for a 2-mile radius, we turned sand into glass. Bodies were burnt into the ground like their shadows. Like they appeared as shadows.
And I feel like a lot of people don't understand how crazy that is. Well, not the shadow part. That's insane. But the blast radius, because people don't understand what like how big bombs really were. Like when you go back to these World War II like bombing campaigns and stuff, they dropped thousands and thousands of bombs just to bomb a city. And they didn't even fully destroy the thing. It was
yeah.
It was like thousands, like, and I mean like thousands of bombs, tens of thousands of tons of bombs to destroy a city, and even then the full thing was there were still parts of it standing at the end of the night, the next day.
So many explosives.
It's so crazy. The fact that there's this one bomb for a 2-mile radius, that's insane.
Crazy. And that's not like the full blast radius. That's just the, you're going to die within this radius.
Right.
Then you get kind of the more the okay, that we're tearing down buildings still, but you might survive. And then it's like, eh, you're okay, but still kind of affected.
Maybe a little radioactive.
Crazy.
Torture.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, nuts. And it just blows my mind that we dropped two of those on just Japan. That's nuts. What blows my mind even more is that the Japanese don't hold that against us.
That's insane.
Like, I see a lot of, people go over there, like, these YouTubers or, like, travel YouTubers and stuff, and or some of, like, our history YouTubers, and they'll kind of ask, like, local, you know, hey, do you, you know, kind of ask them about it, you know. Super respectful way, like, not kind of, like, in your face, like, hey, we bombed you, what do you think? Like, they're very respectful about it, but he's like, every single time, it's always like, no, we don't hold that against you. Why would we hold that against you? We love you guys. Like, please come back. Like, come over. We like it when you guys come over, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, and then one guy, he's like, why would I hold that against you? We started it, you know, like, kind of thing.
We started it.
He's like, if anything, it's our fault. Like, he's like, if anything, funny. We should be mad at our ancestors, not you guys, you know, like.
Right.
And that was his other thing. He's like, also, that was our ancestors fighting. Like, we're not fighting anymore. Like, that was in the past. That's not us. Those were our, you know, the generations before us. That's not our problem, you know. We can learn from history and not fight anymore, you know.
Right.
And he was a very old dude. I'm like, that's super wise.
Do you know what's come of those islands or, like, those cities now? Like, what they are now? Like, did they rebuild them? Or are they just wastelands? Yeah. Like, what are they?
I believe they're just fine now. Let's look up Hiroshima today. Yeah, it's a thriving city.
Yeah, both cities were rebuilt after being devastated by atomic bombs during World War I in 1945. They have since grown into vibrant modern cities with significant historical importance and memorials dedicated to the events of the war. Huh, cool. Okay.
Cool. So, yeah, they're thriving now, but yeah, that just blew my mind.
Yeah, the last thing that I think blew my mind from World War II was D-Day. Just the sheer imagery that's portrayed in movies, pictures, stories is insane. I asked ChatGPT to like write what it would look like, and I kind of liked what it said. I want to read it. It says, "As the ramp of our landing craft dropped," I said to write it in the first person, "as the ramp of our landing craft dropped, chaos erupted around me. Bullets whizzed past and explosions rocked the shoreline. The deafening roar of any fire and the screams of my comrades filled my ears. The air was thick with smoke and the sharp smell of gunpowder. I waded through the icy surf. My heavy gear dragged me down, each step a struggle. The sand felt endless and exposed, and I desperately sought cover. Despite the terror, I pressed on, driven by the mission to secure the beach and knowing that we had to succeed."
Bro. The fact that we still secured the beach when they had the high ground just letting loose on us.
And a bunker? And a bunker? We had nothing. They were just throwing bodies onto the beach. Just everyone go at the same time. I bet some of you will make it. Think about how terrifying that would be. That was the game plan. It was element of surprise and sheer numbers.
And even then, it wasn't really that much surprise. They were ready for us.
It was a pretty good – no, it was a surprise, though, because they had positioned all of their panzer divisions up north.
That's true. That's true.
So the surprise did kind of work, except there were beaches that were more heavily fortified than other ones.
It did technically work. We did succeed.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, a lot of people died, but we did succeed, technically.
But to think about the water, the waves washing up onto the shore, red. They were red.
Red.
The nuts. Water was red. That's how much blood was in the water. That's insane. I'm going to look it up, how many bodies.
You know what's another thing that blows my mind? So you know like bayonets and stuff?
Yeah.
On rifles back then and stuff? What blows my mind is like, in my head a bayonet was like, you know, just a knife on your thing. Did you know they had bayonets that were like V? They're like V shaped.
Really?
So that way it was impossible. Like you couldn't heal from it. You couldn't stitch it up. You couldn't properly heal from it.
That was in.
That was the
World War One.
I don't know. All I remember, I just know that bayonets were made in a V shape.
A V shape. All I can. Oh, I see it now. Oh.
Ew. So it's not just like a knife, like a straight edge blade. It's a V shape. So it's
like impossible. They stab you with the two prongs. Two prongs, or is it they stab you at the end of it where the V starts at the bottom? I don't understand.
I don't know what you're showing me here.
So okay, there's a V. Look at my hand. There's a V. Do they stab them at the bottom, or do they stab them where the two prongs are, like this? Or do they go that's a different like? Bayonet.
What I'm talking about is think like a long blade that comes out, right? But it's instead of a blade like this, it's this. And comes to a point.
Oh, so the blade itself is like folded, I see.
Yeah, like it's a folded piece of metal and sharpened.
Oh, yeah, I see. Oh, yeah, right here. I see a picture of it. Ew.
Yeah, so they made those so you couldn't heal properly from it. Isn't that nuts?
That's gnarly.
Oh, yeah, I see this bayonet you're talking about. What the heck is that thing? I've never seen that ever. That's wild.
I don't know. It looks crazy. It's like two little vampire marks if you got stabbed with it.
Yeah. Cool. All right. But yeah, crazy stuff. Oh, yeah, war was gross. Yeah, how many bodies were on that shore? Did it say?
Okay. So I looked up how many were on the beach. It doesn't really tell me the beach. This could have been like D-Day. Mm-hmm. It says a total of 4,414 Allied troops were killed on D-Day itself, including 2,500 Americans. More than 5,000 were wounded.
All in just one go. Just
one day, right? Like think about like,
can you make a gun like all these your
numbers?
That's okay. Give me like a machine gun.
No, that was bad.
There you go.
That was an Uzi.
Have you seen the video? I don't know why I just thought of that because I just made a noise in my mouth. And all I could think of, have you seen the videos where they go and ask like guys to make that sound, and then you ask girls to make the sound, and for some reason girls just cannot make a machine gun noise? Like, so for like all the girls pew, 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 and guys are like,
that's funny.
Okay, cool. So
yeah, that's crazy to think about. And the fact that it was that many, like, because it was only out of all, I think there was what, six like beaches that they stormed.
Yeah.
Two of the beaches almost had, like, two or three of the beaches had almost no casualties. But it was like Omaha, and then there was another beach that they named that had severe casualties. And it was just those two beaches. Out of all these beaches, those two that had majority of these casualties. Think about that. Two, like,
yeah,
like 4,000 people? Like, that's about how many people went to my entire school.
That would be just, and just think about, like, having to stay present mentally.
Oh.
Like, you're running and just your friend, like, the guys you rolled up with all dead within seconds, within minutes.
And they're falling next to you. And there's people in front of you and just falling like, dead.
Yeah. And your leader's like, yo, move your butt. We got to go. And you're like, you got to stay present. Otherwise, you're dead too. You know, like, you can't, like, you got to stay in it, you know?
You can't just be like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. No, you have to keep moving. That's why I like Saving Private Ryan. You have no time
for mourning or anything.
Yeah, I think that's why I like that movie so much, because the opening scene of storming the beaches of D-Day is like, it's crazy. It's insane. Like, just that, the way they filmed it, and then Tom Hanks acting, like, oh my gosh, it's just bizarre. It's so cool.
You know what's the lamest war movie compared to the actual story?
What?
Fury.
Oh, we talked about this. We talked about this.
It's so lame.
Yeah.
Like, there's a YouTuber. He's called the Fat Electrician, I believe. Yeah, Fat Electrician. Anyways, he just, like, recounts war stories. And so he does his mega research, makes up a whole paper about it, you know, and then reads it and kind of gives you visuals and stuff and blah, blah, blah. So there's a bunch of research about this tank squad that, you know, and blah, blah, blah. The story is nuts. Their leader, insane. The movie, just some guys riding a tank and take out some other people. Like, honestly, that's all it is.
Hmm.
It's like, the leader was like, he was like, oh yeah, I'm the leader, give me a tank. So they get a tank, and he's like, you know, the leader of this tank squad, and they go out and blah, 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 take out some guys, and then this they come back. You know, hey, ours is down, we need another tank, gets another tank, and then he's like, hold on, I gotta leave, and then goes and like wins like a boxing championship, and then like comes back, and like like, this guy's life was nuts, and like the story they tell us is like, yeah, they shot down a couple other tanks that were better than ours, and then died. It's like, what? That's lame. The story you gave us? What the heck?
Lame.
Like, these guys lived extraordinary lives, and you guys gave us like 1% of it.
If that.
I don't know, they totally missed out. The movies I love right now, though, are like ancient war and battle and times.
Like Greece?
Love them. Yeah, like Gladiator. Phenomenal like movie. Just finished that one. Or Gladiator. The fact that gladiators exist blows my mind.
I don't even know what a gladiator is. Tell me what a gladiator is. I don't even know what that is.
Gladiator, so... Here's what I'll tell you what from when I was a kid, what I thought it was, and here's what I now know it is. Glad when I was a kid, you know, there, you know, what I heard was, and obviously from like the movie, I haven't like full on sat down and watched Gladiator in a very long time, and I don't know if I even really watched it as a kid, but from what I understand, Gladiator was like, you know, a super bad A warrior, and he fights like lions and tigers and beasts in the Colosseum or in an arena and fights other dudes, and you know, you fight to the death. Right?
Yeah.
It was like your biggest and baddest warrior. It's like, hey, throw in our best warrior. Let's have them fight each other, right? Don't know the purpose of that. Don't know why. Yeah, no, not your best warriors. It was, hey, I have six slaves. I'm going to throw one out there. My slave is going to win me money, essentially. Gladiators were slaves.
Wow. That's insane.
Now, sometimes, like, they throw out slaves and, like, have the slaves fight, like, you know, really, you know, bad A fighters. And, like, they weren't slaves themselves. But, like...
Or, like lions.
It's like, here's, like, a crappy shield and, like, this tiny sword. And then, like, the guys who came in to kill him were, like, on, like, these beefed out chariots. And it was, like, 2v1. And, like, one guy's got a bow and arrow. The other guy's, like, you know, steering the chariot. And it's like... Oh, so, like, he's guaranteed to lose. But it's just for spectacle, you know? It's like, here, we'll pay you money for your slave, you know? We're going to kill him, essentially.
And that's crazy. And
you got some nice cash because you got a spectacle. That's what gladiators were. Is that nuts?
That's crazy.
So the cool thing about the movie Gladiators, he eventually kind of... Well, it's a long story, but in the movie is really good because, like, the emperor... who now becomes emperor, kills this guy's family. He becomes a slave. He was going to kill him and then thought he was dead. He finds him, you know, fighting in the Colosseum. He's like, what the heck? I thought you were dead. He eventually kills the emperor and stuff. It was super cool. Really good. They're coming out the second one. So I'm pumped about that. But like, the fact that that exists just blows my mind. I'm like, what the heck? Like, here, got a slave? Let's kill him. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Nuts. And of all, like, crazy. Everybody was like, hey, you're poor? Slave now. I own you. Like, that's kind of how it worked. I'm like, what?
I might throw you down in the arena to fight for money.
Like, that's like how it works. It's like, oh, you're poor? You're not a slave. You're mine. Come with me. It's like, how do you just claim a human like that? What the heck? You weirdo.
They have more money than them.
True. Nuts.
Yeah.
Crazy how times back then worked.
Yeah, and it's not much different.
True.
Adolf Hitler just decided to gas 1 million Jews.
Yeah.
He said, like, you're mine now. 6 million
Jews? Didn't he kill like 6 million Jews?
Maybe you're right. Maybe it was.
How many Jews did Hitler kill? At least, do the murder of approximately 6 million European Jews and at least 5 million prisoners of war.
Oh my gosh, that's disgusting.
Disgusting. That's actually sickening. So gross. That's
sickening.
There's the museum out there. What's the camp called? Auschwitz.
Yeah.
People go to Auschwitz and they have all the kids' shoes. And like a screen. Dude, disgusting.
That's so sad.
So sad.
And it was even more gross how they would like... take prisoner's skin and turn it into like a blanket, or like,
dude, the things
take a bone and like make it a decoration, or like even like American soldiers during the war against Japan would send home like skulls and like,
yeah,
and like bones of Japanese soldiers. Disgusting.
And this is like fairly recent history. Like, this isn't like,
it's like 50 years ago.
It was a while ago, but it wasn't, like, that long ago. Like, people are alive to this day that lived that, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not that long ago, right? Blows my mind. Like, it only makes me think, like, what the heck were we doing back then, you know?
Yeah.
Like, man, I mean, I could talk about all of the different groups of people, like, in history that did things. Like, you know, you got Genghis Khan. That guy's nuts. We could talk all day about that guy.
No,
you
know, seriously.
Vikings, insane, just absolute savages, literally just insane people. You know, you got the Spartans, you got the Roman Empire, how that all happened. You got those are just a few, but so many examples of history. There's constantly somebody fighting somebody. So I can only imagine what they were doing back then. Like, you know, we're making coats and crap out of skin and selling skulls back home so our families can see them and stuff. It's like,
yeah, I heard that they used to,
in the year 1400 or 1200, or
they would boil people alive in a metal ball.
In what? In World War II?
No, this was like back in like Napoleon era. Like, if they had a prisoner of war, they would seal them in this metal ball and then light a fire under it, and the person inside would essentially just get boiled alive, and then they would open it up and it would just be a soup of a person.
Isn't this disgusting, like, the thought process that people put into torture methods too?
Oh my gosh.
Like, have you heard the one where they you put a metal pot on somebody's chest and put a rat in it and then start heating up the pot? What happens is the rat starts to freak out because it can't get out of the pot.
That's starts on, like, digging the their metal chest. Cage.
So it starts digging into it and digs through the person.
That is, I didn't think I needed to hear that. Actually, that's disgusting.
Isn't that insane? Or, like, I don't know what it's called, but, like I thought this was, like, a joke. Like, made up, like, by movies. People used to, like, you would attach horses to people's limbs and then kick the horse and they'd all run in four different directions and pull these people apart. Like, so many, and, like, a human being thought of that. Isn't that insane?
That's gross.
It's like, and you think about ancient history and it's like, man... And not saying that this is okay, but I'm like, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer's eating people. Is that far from this guy making soup out of a dude, you know? Like,
seriously.
Because we thought it was fun, you know?
At least there's like rules of war.
I'll be honest, this is a hot take. And please, nobody, no, screw it. I'm saying it anyways. I think rules of war are so stupid.
Yeah, no one really cares for them. They're gonna do whatever it takes to win.
Well, they're not going to.
It's life or death.
If you lose, you get held accountable for it, essentially. But it's like, let's put it this way.
Only if you lose, though.
If you win, it doesn't matter. How stupid of a sentence that is, though. Or a phrase. Rules of war. It's freaking war.
It's true.
You're gonna kill me, or I'm going to kill you. Guess what? Not a fair fight. I don't care. I'll do whatever it takes so I don't die.
Right.
That's such stupid... I think that's so dumb.
You know, also the dumb part of war?
What?
How these commanders willy-nilly just wave their hands because they want to get what they want at the cost of soldiers' lives.
Yes. It's like, no, that's a human being. These aren't like you know, little chess pieces on your table.
Like the Japanese ordering kamikaze pilots.
Crazy.
Like it's just like you need to die for your country. You need to be heroic. And it wasn't really that. It was just the Japanese were desperate and they thought, oh, we can use this little maneuver. And this was just the commanders just doing whatever they wanted.
Yeah, it's like if I happen to die, that's one story. But I'm like, I'm not here. Go suicide bomb. This place. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not pulling the trigger to my own death.
Right.
But hey, if I happen to get sniped in the head while I'm shooting other people, it happened. I went to war. That was the risk I took, you know?
Seriously. Yeah. It's like, don't just
throw me out there. Come on.
Yeah. Long story short, though, man, war is crazy, and it seems like you feel like we've learned a lot, but we haven't learned anything at all.
We didn't talk about anything. And you're welcome.
Yep.
What we're here to do is confuse you and say a lot of gibberish.
And make fun of our dad.
And make fun of dad constantly. You're welcome, Dad. We love you. Yeah. But like the great song says, war, what is it good for? Always remember that.
Amen.
Amen. Yeehaw. Sweet. Well... good episode. Thanks, y'all, for listening. We enjoy doing this. Talking about stupid stuff gives me a reason to talk to my brother every week.
So yes, sir. That's cool.
Hopefully one day I get to pay it to do it.
Manifest.
Throw it out there. Anyways, thank y'all for listening. You guys can find us at The XL Pod on all forms of social media, as long as those forms of social media are Instagram or TikTok. If you want, you can find me at Gavin_Oldham. But please don't follow me. Really don't care. Just follow XL Pod. But and if you want to follow Gabe, where can they find you?
At Gabe Oldham.
Also, don't follow Gabe. He doesn't want your follows either. But if you do follow me, tell him he's a cutie little guy.
And good at basketball. I need the encouragement.
And say specific. specifically say little guy. Because that's funny to me. No, just kidding. Anyways, peace. Love y'all. Thanks for listening. See you guys next time.
Ciao.